for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Saturday morning service of May the 27th, 1995, and the Memorial Day camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker for the morning. We lift our hands and hearts to you, Lord, this morning. We love you, my Jesus. Praise your holy name. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. We give you praise and thanks and glory, Father, for that what you're saying in this hour. In Jesus' name. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord.
Thank you.
Praise your Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you something. God's hand's extended to you today. If you'll just reach out to Him, you can be set free in this service right now. Healing and deliverance right now. I just sense and discern the hand of God reaching out to you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want a little sister from Muskogee to stand and stand right up. And the Lord is changing your circumstances. God's changing situations. He's changing some experiences even that you've had in the past, and they'll even be greater. And God says, fret not and worry not, for that which I've told you shall come to pass. I shall bring it to pass by my Spirit and by my glory. Fear not and fret not, saith God. For yea, saith the Lord, it is a new day for you. You've been told this before, but God says again, it's a new day for you. And you're going to run in this hour. Not just walk, but run to keep up with that which God's going to demand of you in the days ahead. God's going to put others with you that's going to balance you out and help you, and even there'll be financial gain and prosperity by the Spirit of God as you submit to the Holy Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen.
Yes, and a P.S., the Lord would say to you, as you have went and sought many teachers, the Lord said, now it's time for you to begin to teach. It's time for you to begin to show forth and give forth the things that the Lord has given you.
Amen.
It's time to open your mouth and not be quiet anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Give Him praise. Come on, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gene,
hallelujah.
I want Gene to stand. Gene, I just see the Lord reaching out to you today. And the Lord says the discouragement and the hurts of the past are over. And God said, I'm bringing a new joy into your life. And I'm going to bring this, not only this new joy in your life, but it's going to bubble up and it's going to reach out to others. It's going to be like water going over the banks and spreading out to other lands. And that's what this joy is going to do with other people. So He said, it's a new time for you as well. Turn not back, look not to the former days. Again, God says it's a new day for you. And this joy is going to keep you. This joy is going to cause you to walk and run through situations that others would go under. But God said it'll keep you afloat. And others will recognize this joy that is of the Holy Spirit, and you'll know that God has visited you, saith the Lord. For the darkness is fleeing and the light is coming. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
And also the Lord would say unto you also, sister, that your prayers, as you prayed and you prayed and you prayed and your prayers have been through those in your family, the Lord said you'll see all of them come in, not a one shall be lost.
Hallelujah.
Not a one shall be lost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like for Brother Palmer's mother to stand over here.
Hallelujah.
Sister, would you stand? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is surrounding you with His presence, His love, and His peace. And the Lord is doing a work within thee even in these few days that you've been here. And God shall speak to your heart in dreams. He shall speak to you as you lay upon your bed and as you meditate on the things of God. And God shall cause hurts and things of the past to be eradicated. For God says, I am putting myself in you in a new way in this hour, and you shall be blessed, you shall be prospered, you shall have health, and you shall have strength from the Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
And the Lord says, changes, changes, changes. Many changes coming, all for the positive. Some will look like they're negative, but it's for your growth. God is going to do a thing within you to change you and to mold you into His image, not into the image that you thought.
Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise.
Give Him glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want our brother right here to stand on the end. Sir, would you stand? Yes, in the black. No, right ahead of you there. Yes. Praise the Lord. The Lord is with thee. The Lord shall strengthen you out of Zion. The Lord has given you authority. The Lord has given you a word of the Lord in your mouth. And thou shalt speak it and declare it. And thou shalt be bold in this hour, yea, to speak what God has spoken to thee. And in the night time there shall be new fresh revelation and vision shall come to thee. And thou shalt see a new picture, a new plan of things that God is showing you. And things shall unfold by the Holy Spirit. And thou shalt know that God's hands upon thee for this day and this hour. And others shall recognize my hands upon thee. And it shall bring blessing to many and glory to me, saith the Lord. So speak that truth, my son. For the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge has been given to thee, yes, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is this your helpmeet next to you? Because she sent up also.
Yes.
And the Lord's speaking to me right now that the two of you, he's placed together. There's some doors that he's opening up for you, for the two of you to go minister unto others.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to bring light to them. They were in darkness, and God's bringing you in to bring the light to them. They're going to come out of that darkness. They're going to be gloriously liberated. I see this liberation as God moves the two of you in. There'll be liberation to the body of Christ here and there and yonder. I see it's just various places that the Lord's going to take the both of you into and minister unto them. Many people crying out, send someone, send someone. The Lord said, I'm sending you to.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You got anybody else on mine?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Brother Kyle here.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Brother Kyle, the Lord showed me that you have a shepherd's heart. You have God has molded you. God's shaping you. He's saying that the things that you've learned in the past, you might as well throw them away. He's got some new things he's going to reveal to you, some new revelations in the Word. You're going to move into to the deeper things of God. Deep calls unto deep. He's moving you into those deep things of God. There's going to be a new way of bringing people to the truth and to the light.
Mm-hmm.
God's the gifts that you have, that you've been operating in, it's been kind of helter-skelter here and there. And the Lord said that he's going to begin to pour out his Spirit more and more upon you. You're going to begin to flow more and more in the gifts and the calling that God has given you.
Right.
And you'll not have to labor for it and work for it. It'll just come just like that as you get before the people, as you begin to minister and give the Word of God. God will open up your eyes to see things. You're going to begin to see things even in the Spirit. You're going to be see things before even the enemy comes in. You'll know the direction he's coming and how to stop him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Praise God. Go ahead, David. Just go obey the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say the
Lord.
You got any more?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good, huh? Amen. He is good. He is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother back over here in the white t-shirt. Yeah, you.
Praise the Lord.
Stand up, please. What's your name? Don. Don, the Lord showed me that you... Just so recently, you've had a hunger for the things of God. Just so recently, you've had a desire to come into to more of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, that's been good that you've desired that, because he's going to give you more. He said, I just see the bucket that he's pouring upon you. Just pouring, he's pouring, he's pouring, he's pouring. More of Jesus, more love, more love, more love. And even the people in your family. I see people in your families that says something's changed and done. And they're going to come to you, and you're going to show them the way. You're
Hallelujah.
Going to bring them into the kingdom. You're going to show them and give
Thank
them the
you,
truth
Jesus.
And open your mouth, expound. You, even in your own words, not so much the words of thus saith the Lord, but you're going to open, expound the things of the Lord and be able to see those even in your family come in. And even those in the, I see those in the job place, in the workplace, people coming in because they see a difference in Don. And I see that you're going to be a declarer. You're going to declare the things of the Lord. The Lord's healed you of many things. There's been some things that he's taken you and delivered you out of. And there's more yet to come.
Oh, yes.
Be prepared and be ready. Just be receptive. And he's going to use you as a receptacle, as it would, to give and to give out and give and give out. But he'll always fill you up.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Praise
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord.
Praise
you, Jesus. Can't stand the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord.
The coffees. Yes. Stand up, please. Hallelujah.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless them, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord said you've been faithful.
Uh-huh.
Been very faithful. Even in the little things, you've been faithful. Even concerned if you did something wrong with the little things. And God said he's pleased with that. He's pleased that you've been faithful. And because you've been faithful, God's opening up doors for you to share your faithfulness. You're going to begin to go out. God's going to open the doors for you to even minister. There are going to be times to come, here a little, there a little, here a little, there a little.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go out and minister the words that God has given you. I see that God has brought you together. He's really done a perfect work in the two of you.
It's
been a perfect work that he's done within the both of you and your lives. And he's there's still some perfection you have to go on. But you're pliable. And
Amen.
He loves that because you're pliable. You'll let him do whatever you want him to do in your lives. And I see that. And the Lord's saying he's pleased with you because you're that of that heart and you're that nature. And so be expecting the Lord. The Lord showed me there's some blessings coming, some some blessings in the area of finances, even as you begin to be faithful, even more so in what you have been.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's
Lord.
It, brother.
Praise God. Well, let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today, Lord. Truly, it's a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway. And we thank you, Lord, that the word gives light to us as we go into it. Quicken us, Father, by the Holy Spirit. We submit to you. We yield to you. Without you, again, we can do nothing, Lord. We trust in the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to help today to minister this word. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let's turn to the scripture, Revelation chapter 12. We were there the other night. Some of you were not here the first night of the meeting. Oh, there's quite a few. Well, you need to get the tape. There was a lot of things we dealt with in chapter 12 of Revelation. We said the other night there were three things mainly that we were dealing with. The sun-clothed woman, the moon, and the man-child. And we said that the sun in chapter 12, verse 1, upon this woman represents the glory of God, the light of God. It represents Christ and righteousness. This woman is not natural Israel. Natural Israel does not have the testimony of Jesus Christ today. Down in verse 17, it also says that there's a people here that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. And we know natural Israel as a whole does not have that today, that testimony of Jesus. Amen? But God has an Israel coming forth, an Israel of God coming forth. Those, Galatians 6 says, that have really been born again, the new creation man. Praise God. But in chapter 12, we see that this woman is clothed. Well, let's just read it. There appeared a great wonder in heaven. And notice, in heaven. Now, also the dragon is in this heaven. So there's a woman in heaven, there's a dragon in the heaven. And we also know that there is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, isn't there? And where is the kingdom of heaven today? Come on now. In us. Praise God. There's a kingdom of heaven in us. How many know that the Lord dwells in us today? But how many know there's some things of the enemy also in there that we got to deal with? Isn't that right? Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Which means we need deliverance. We need prayer. We need a lot of things. We need to renounce and reject a lot of things the enemy's put into our life as well. But there is a sign or a wonder in heaven, or in the kingdom of God, we'd say. And this woman is clothed, the moon's under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, I want to say three things here, and I want you to hear what I'm going to say. This woman, this church is pregnant with the church, standing on the church. How many heard that? This church, the woman, is pregnant with the church, the man-child that's going to come forth, standing on the church, the old church order of things. And that's what we see here in this chapter. And so I deal with the woman church, the bride of Christ. Let me thank God for the bride of Christ today. Let me know that you tell your bride intimate things. There's a conversion back and forth, conversation back and forth. You don't tell some people the things you tell your bride. And let me know the Lord's talking intimately to his bride today. And he's raising that bride up today. That bride is New Jerusalem. It is Holy Jerusalem. It is the Lamb's wife. And he has his stamp of approval upon this wife. And this is happening now. It's not just happening in the future. How many believe the bride is he's bringing forth now for the end of this age? It's important that we see that. But God's ultimate goal is not only to have a bride, but to have, come on, his overcomers as well. Isn't that right? To stand up as well. And we'll get into that maybe in a minute. Now, look in Psalms 104. Let me give you a scripture here. In 104, verse 2, we saw that this woman was clothed with the sun, and we know that the Lord himself, is the sun and shield, the scripture says. So he's the sun, he's the shield. And so, in Psalms 104 and verse 2, let's look at the covering of the Lord. How many thank God for his covering? Man's not covering you. God is our covering. Psalms 104:2. You look to man if you look to man to be your covering, you can get all kind of people want to cover you. Huh? 104, verse 2. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. So God's covering is light. He is light, isn't he? God is light. God is a consuming fire. God is love. God is the Word. Hallelujah. And so here he's covering this woman in chapter 12 with the sun. And that S-U-N is the same in Malachi, where the sun is rising with healing in his wings. Praise God. How many thank God for his delivering power today of healing and deliverance in our lives, your life, my life, through the sun, through Jesus Christ. And so, here, back in chapter 12, we know that he's giving the woman his glory. We saw that, John 17. He said, Father, give me the glory that we had before the world was. And then down in chapter 17 of St. John, he said, I've given them the glory you've given me. So he's covering his people with his glory. And how many know when we have that glory, when we have the glory of God, he's making us one. It takes the glory to be one. It takes the glory to have the love of God in us. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Let me know that separation and division is on those who don't have the glory. Who heard that? Separation and division are on those who don't have the glory. Let me know they'll get upset with you and get mad with you because maybe you have the glory of God. Amen? And they don't understand it or they don't see it or whatever. And we're not one with those who don't have the glory. We're one with those who have the glory. Amen? And Jesus prayed we'd be one by the power of the glory of God. Amen? There is a divisional oneness. Jesus said, I didn't come to send peace, but a what? A sword. How many know there's a division right in the church? Amen? Praise God. But those who want the glory, they are not satisfied until unless they're under the headship of Jesus. Praise God. How many know we're not to exalt ourselves, our ministry, or anything that we have? We're to exalt one. His name is Jesus. We're to point people's attention to Jesus, not to yourself, not to myself. Hallelujah. How many know today there's a man, well, there was a man called Jesus with a ministry, and he's in the throne today. And God today is raising up another man, come on, with the ministry of Jesus, and he's going to take him to the throne. How many heard that? How many want to be part of that? And in the scripture, there's three things, a man, a woman, and a man child. Think of Abraham, Sarah, and they had the man child, the child, Isaac, which means laughter, the son of the promise. And how many know the Holy Ghost has put the seed, come on, in this woman? And she shall bring forth that holy seed of God. Amen? Now look in Revelation 12. Where's the woman at? Where's she standing? Come on. Standing on the moon. Neil Armstrong stood on the moon. This woman standing on the moon. Hallelujah. How many want to stand on the moon? Huh? How many know that moon's a dead planet? And if you see that moon all lit up at night, how many know that's the sun second-handed? But it's a dead planet. I'm not talking about that moon. I'm talking about the moon that we've come out of. Come on, the old church order. Death. How many know we've all come out of some death and error? Come on. Other things that, you know, we were in. And God is bringing us out of that. In fact, this woman's come out of that old moon church, praise God, and now she's getting lit up with the glory of God. We got to leave some things. That's what the Holy Ghost said to me there. Leave the things behind. Amen. It's a new day for us, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus, for a new day. So here's what I'm telling you. We're going from moonship to sunship. I may want to be a son. Amen. There's a groan at the throne. Amen. We're in training for reigning. He's training all of us if we submit to him. Isn't that right? Yes. Praise God. Amen. So, but you know something in the scripture? The sun is not shining on the moon. It's shining on the woman. You never see here where he says the sun is shining on the moon. It is shining on this woman. This light, this glory of God is shining on her. Now, we know God is going to bring forth his overcomers through this woman. Look in verse 5. Let's read this. Let's all read it out loud. Everybody, you got your Bible? You got another translation? Read it with us anyway. Okay, here goes. She brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, we know Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron. Revelation 19 tells us that. But here, in this scripture, we're talking about the overcomers. How many know that? Let me know that when Jesus was born, he was not brought to the throne at that time. 33.5 years later, he was. Can you hear that? Again, this woman is not Mary. Let me know Mary didn't flee to the wilderness after Jesus was born. When this man-child is born, the woman goes into the wilderness, which is worldwide. It cannot be one geographical place. No way. It is worldwide. Now, it says in verse 5 that she brings forth this man-child who was to rule or literally shepherd the nations with this rod of iron. Then her child was caught up unto God. How many want to be caught up to God? Yeah. Caught up to God. God's a spirit. Caught up in the spirit. God's that consuming fire. Caught up into that fire of God. God is love. Caught up into that love of God. God is light. Caught up in the light of God. God's the Word. Praise the Lord. How many hear that? Somebody said, well, that's the rapture. Yeah, it would be. Hallelujah. In the spirit, but not in the flesh. Now, let's see this. Look in Revelation 1. Hallelujah. How many know that John here is a picture of the overcomers? Do you know that? John on the Isle of Patmos, chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. How many's been going through some tribulation? Well, if you're going into the kingdom, how many of you and I are going to have some more? And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos. Why was he there? Did the devil put him there? No, he didn't. God put him there. How many know God put you in your trials? Who led Jesus into the wilderness? Come on. Who's going to lead this woman? God. It says it's God's place and yet it's her place. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will lead you into your trouble. Don't shut me down. It's true. I said the Holy Ghost will lead you in your trouble. And he said right here, he was in the aisle for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. What is the testimony of Jesus? Spirit of prophecy, isn't it? Huh? Prophetic. I mean, old John's in a prophetic mode right here. Amen. Now, notice in verse 10, he said something. I was in the Spirit on, or literally in the Lord's day, heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet. Where's his feet at, though? He's in the Isle of Patmos. And yet while he's there, he's caught up in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit in or on the Lord's day. That's not Saturday. That's not Sunday. How many believe the day of the Lord's coming? It's going to last 1,000 years. Start with the coming of the Lord and last 1,000 years. Now look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. After this, now he's taking us back to chapter 1 really here. I looked and behold, the door was open where? In heaven. Heaven is my what? Throne. Where's the man-child called to? Throne. This, he said, I looked and behold, the door was open in heaven. I mean, know when you talk about heaven, you're talking about the realm of the spirit. I mean, know when you die, your spirit goes to heaven. If you're a Christian. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And yet John's on the Isle of Patmos, and he's there. How many know you can be here and be there at the same time? Now look at verse 2. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven. So John saw the throne. John was in the Spirit. His feet was here on the Isle of Patmos, and he heard the trumpet of God. How many want to hear the trumpet today? What trumpet is going to change it? It's not, I mean, we're changed by all the trumpets, but it's the last trumpet that's going to bring the final change. Seventh trumpet. Amen? Now look in John 3. John chapter 3, and let's see what Jesus said here in John 3. Praise the Lord. In John 3 verse 12, Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, said, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven. Did you hear that word? No man hath ascended. How many know God caught John up? God took Elijah. But here he said, no man hath ascended up to heaven. But, come on, he that came down from heaven. Who is that? Jesus, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. But where was Jesus standing? He was standing on the earth, and yet he was in heaven. He was in the throne of the Father there. Amen? He said, all power is given to me in heaven, come on, and in earth. I mean, no, that's the double portion ministry. ministering here and yet living there. How many want the double portion ministry? If you ask for that, how many know you're asking for a hard thing? You're not going to get it overnight. Neither am I. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look in Revelation 11. I'm going to tell you three things. You don't have to believe what I'm telling you, but I believe it. I'm a teller, not a convincer. Holy Ghost got to convince you. You know, all we can do is tell what God showed us. And, we don't try to be dogmatic in a wrong way. But, there's some things you know that you believe that you believe. Isn't that right? You know that you know. That's good. But I want to just tell you three things. The man-child of Revelation 12:5 is the same as the 144,000 that John saw in another picture. And it's the same of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. The two witnesses are not two people. No way. I used to believe that and think that, but I sure saw a lot different. Now, he gave the child a word a while ago about leaving things behind. God's going to teach him deeper things, so forth. I had to come to that place where I said, God, I'm willing to lay down all my Bible school notes and all the books that I've been taught, but man, if you'll teach me. I mean, the Holy Ghost is the greatest teacher we have. And I knew a man that was getting ready to go to a Bible college. Now, this was his experience. I'm not saying it's everybody's experience. But as he ran into his house, he saw Jesus standing there in his kitchen. And he rushed up to the Lord. He literally saw Jesus, and he told him he was going to enroll in this Bible college. And the Lord turned, and he said, with blazing eyes, put his finger in his face, said, if you go to that Bible college, you've rejected me from being your teacher. That was for him. Okay, how many know that there are, no doubt, good schools around the country? But I'll tell you, we need to be in the school of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, the school of the Holy Ghost is apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. We need that schooling, amen, to perfect and equip us for the work of the Lord. But I'm telling you, these three things right here. Now, in chapter 11, look in chapter 11 and verse 3. We said the man-child was caught up to the throne. We know in chapter 11, verse 1, something's being measured of those who worship God. Listen, worshipers are being measured today. I love to pray. I love to praise. But I tell you, there's a greater higher realm, and that's the worship of God. How many know that's not just in church? That's wherever you are. Thank God for having it here, but wherever we are. Now, so there's somebody being measured in verse 1, verse 2, which is the temple of God. Is the temple of God just two people? No, it's worldwide, isn't it? Thank God for the temple. How many know we are the temple? Verse 2, there's the outer court that's going to be trampled down here for 42 months. And know that they're not being measured. Somebody's being measured, verse 1. Somebody's not being measured, verse 2. Verse 3. Now look at verse 3 now. Here's the verse I want to show you. Here is the verse that corresponds to Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, I believe. And let's see what it says. He said in verse 3, and I will give power unto my two martyrs, my two witnesses. What is the two witnesses? It is this. It is the word and the spirit in a people. It is the anointed word in a people. Zechariah chapter 4 tells you that. How many know that if you read chapter 11, you see two people here, a type of Moses and Elijah. How many know Moses brought plagues on Egypt? Brought the blood on the water, or mixed the blood with the water, whatever you want to say. And Elijah brought fire down, didn't he? How many know it didn't rain on the day of Elijah? Huh? Now, who is Moses? He's a picture of the law. God gave him the Ten Commandments. And Elijah is a prophet. He's a picture of the Spirit. So you have the Word and the Spirit in those two as well. But here in verse 3, he said, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy. There's coming a prophetic ministry in the earth that the earth has never seen since the Lord Jesus himself. And how many know it's going to be the spirit of prophecy on them from God? How many know Elijah has come, the man? Elijah has come through John the Baptist. And he came in the spirit of Elijah. And yet God's raising up Elijah in this hour. The ministry, come on, the prophetic ministry, the army of God, which is Elijah. Jezebel tried to kill Elijah. Jezebel killed John, and Jezebel's out to kill these prophets. Who can say amen? I mean, she hates the prophets. And when you read Revelation chapter 2, 26 through 29, you see those overcomers who are going to rule with that rod of iron. They do that because they've overcome that Jezebel system. Now, who wants to rule with a rod of iron? How many know that's the realm of the spirit, not the flesh? Lordy, that's right, Bill. Now let's turn over to Psalms 110. Hallelujah. I tell you, brethren, this thing is so good and rich and deep. Get in this book of Revelation. Study it. Let me know God will open it up to you as you begin to read it. It's a blessing just to read it. Chapter 110. Let me know Jesus cannot come any minute. But he's coming. And I don't minimize his coming. I thank God for his coming. And when we live in the Spirit, how many know that we know his coming's intimate? Amen? Close. It's when we're out of the Spirit that we don't recognize it. But Jesus will not just come in a minute. He's not coming today. Now, he's coming in us, thank God, if we'll open up to him. Let me know, listen, God, I want you to think of seven circles on a blackboard, all right? God the Father, number one. Through Jesus, that's circle number two. Through the Holy Ghost, circle number three. Coming into your spirit, circle number four. And into your soul, number five. And number six, you walk this thing out in this number seven world. Get all that down? Okay. But the key is this. The key is this. God wants to come into your soul if you're saved. And it says in Revelation 12:4 that when that man child is born and that birthing is in the mind, will, emotions, and desires, in the soul, the kingdom must come in the soul as well as we submit to him. But look at this, Psalms 110. The Lord said to my Lord, this is the Father saying to Jesus, sit thou at my right hand until something happens. Until means until. That's a real revelation, Coffee. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And the footstool's for the feet. And how many know he's got a feet company coming forth? Satan shall be bruised under our feet shortly. But the last enemy to be put under is death. Amen? Let God arise and his enemies shall be what? Scattered. Now look at verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod. Here's that authority now. He's going to send that rod out of thy strength out of Zion. He didn't say Israel. He didn't say Jerusalem. He said Zion. And Revelation 14 says on Mount Zion, come on, there's 144,000 standing with the Lamb. They're not natural Israelites. They're spiritual people of God who know Jesus and been sealed in their forehead. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses. And it's not a literal number either. Did you hear what I said? You know, the 144,000 is 12 times 12. 12,000 times 12,000. Or you said 12 times 12 is 144, times 10 times 10 times 10, that's 144,000. 10 by 10 by 10 was the dimension of the Holy of Holies. And this is the Holy of Holies people we're talking about tonight. God is raising up a Holy of Holies people. We're not there yet, brethren. Don't think you're there. And I sure don't think I'm there. We're not there, but thank God he's leading and directing the people, isn't he? Amen? Now, he said this rod of strength shall come out of Zion. But notice something here. And he says, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. You know, David said he prepares a table in the midst of our enemies. And here God says, rule in the midst of your enemies. Now, verse 3. Look at verse 3. Thy people, the people of God, shall be willing in the day of thy power in the beauty of holiness. Now, that word willing there means a free, willing offering. In the day of God's power, his people shall be a free will offering. How many know that's the love of God? Willingly. There will be an offering. Now, when's that going to happen? In the day of his power. Revelation 11:3, I just read it. I shall give power to my two witnesses. Right, how many's hearing that? All right, good. Now, let's see this free will offering. Turn to Matthew 12. Hallelujah. Matthew 12, verse 46. And it says, while he yet talked to the people, this is Jesus, behold, his mother, his brethren, stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said to him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said to him that told him, who is my mother? Who are my brethren? Look at the word brethren. He stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of the Father, which is in heaven, the same as my brother, my sister, and mother. That's his brethren. Those who obey God. How many can hear that? Now go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. And notice this scripture, Hebrews 2:10. By the which, let's see, no, I'm in chapter 10. It's 2:10. Praise the Lord. All right. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them something. Now look at that word in verse 10. He says here, he's bringing many sons. Where is he bringing them to? I mean, we've been justified by his blood. We're being sanctified. And yet there's going to be a glorification. He's going to bring us to glory. Isn't that right? Amen. And notice here, he said he's bringing them, this people, unto glory. And that word bringing means leading them. They're going to be led by the Holy Spirit into the Holy of Holies or into that glory. Now, he talks about these brethren. There's so much here in this chapter that I can't go into right now. But in verse 13, which is a quote from Isaiah, again I will put my trust in him, and again behold, I and the children which God hath given me. So come on down to verses 17. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He's the firstborn of many brethren, Romans 8:29. Jesus is the firstborn. How many know he is the head of the church again? Hallelujah. He's our shepherd, our Lord. Amen. And he is the firstborn among many brethren. Now let's look at the brethren. Look in Revelation 6. Revelation 6. I'm going to show you this free will offering here. In the day of his power. Thank God for his power. I mean, without that power, we can do nothing. Revelation 6, verse 12. Well, no, verse 10. No, verse 9. Kyle, Brother Palmer, I'm pulling your trick. 6:9. And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and the testimony that they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord? You ever done that? You may not have been dead when you said it, but you said it, and I've said it. Holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? I want you to notice, they're wanting God to avenge their blood on those on the earth. I mean, Jesus' blood cries out for mercy. Now, verse 11. And white robes were given to every one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest yet for what? Come on. A little season until, time word, their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Back to Revelation 11. We don't like to talk about these things, but how many of you have got to get real in this hour? Witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. Now, they're prophesying the same time the woman's in the wilderness. And they're the ones that's going to minister and feed and nurture her in this wilderness, which is worldwide. Verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. They're waiting on the instruction from God. They're not going to move until God moves them. Somebody said, well, if God don't move me, I'll move God. Well, how many know you ain't going to move anybody? If God don't move, you ain't moving unless you want to be, out of the will of God. I've heard people say that. Listen, you ain't going to move God till God wants to move. I mean, God honors our faith and walk in the Spirit, but it's God that's going to do it. He's going to initiate it. He said, many will come to me in that day. Come on, say, I've prophesied in your name. Cast out devils in your name. Amen? Done many wonderful works. But he said, I never knew you, which means intimately, I don't know you. I mean, God wants us to be a spiritual eunuch, which means you don't and I don't in any way bring forth out of ourselves. It's by the Spirit. Amen? And I want to tell you, the eunuchs are not afraid of Jezebel. They threw her down. But God had to bring them to that place to be willing to do that. God's raising up some eunuchs. Jack Harris preached a message on that here a while back. It's a great word that he preached here. Now look here in verse 3. I'll give power to my two witnesses,
That's that day of power. They shall prophesy. 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth, which means in a flesh and blood body. The power's in them, but they're still in a flesh and blood body. Verse 4, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth. I mean, no, that's the anointed word of God. Amen. And devoureth their enemies. Now, God's not going to put that power in just anybody's hands, is he? Man, some people had a day, they'd kill everybody. Didn't Peter and John want to bring fire down and destroy those Samaritans because they didn't receive Jesus? He said, we'll burn theirs off, Lord. He said, you don't know what spirit you're off. Come on, help me, amen. But there's a judgment. You know, this judgment won't hit here, though, out in the world until God judges his people. Until we judge ourselves. Amen? If any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth, devour their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. You're going to destroy him. I can say a lot about all this, but I'm just hurrying through it. These have power. These have power. You hear that? These have power to shut heaven. I mean, that's going to bring some repercussions to the farmers and whoever else in Egypt. That it rain not in the days of their prophecy and have power over waters to turn them to blood, to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. I mean, that's power. Look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. And when they shall have finished, who wants to finish tonight? Not today. I don't know what I'm saying tonight. I guess I'm used to preaching at night. But who wants to finish? When they have finished their testimony, the beast. Three things about the beast. The beast has a kingdom. There's a spirit connected with the beast. And I believe the beast will even be a man in the world. But how many know today we're dealing with the spirit of Antichrist? Right here. Come on now. He's sitting in the temple, isn't he? But here it says, when the beast which comes out of the bonds, that's a spirit that's going to be in a man. When that beast shall have, when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bonds pit shall make war against them, shall overcome them and kill them. But how many know that doesn't mean it's over? It wasn't over when Jesus died. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord. How many know the devil thought he had won? But 3.5 days are going to go past. How many know after 3.5 days, the Spirit of God is going to enter this people? Worldwide. Now listen, when Jesus rose from the dead, we have no scripture, I don't believe, that says he appeared to sinners. Anywhere. I don't know of any. Maybe you do. But when this happens here worldwide, the world's going to see this. When they rise up in power by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is going to quicken them. Come on, amen? And they're going to ascend up. There's only one that's ever ascended. His name is Jesus. Amen? He ascended from the Mount of Olives, and they saw, the disciples saw him ascend. And there's one more here. In his image and likeness is going to ascend worldwide. And that's his overcomer. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalms 24. Look, let me give you a scripture there. Psalms 24. You know, it says David's not ascended into the heavens, but yet he's there, isn't he? God took him. Jesus took him. Praise God. Psalms 24. Psalms 24, I'm in Proverbs. Psalms 24. Got sticky fingers this morning. Look at verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. How many know the world still belongs to God? He that hath founded it upon the seas, established it upon the floods, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, which is Zion? Who's going to do that? Well, he tells us. Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. The pure heart in heart is going to see God. And who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. God is going to resurrect those sons. They're going to ascend. And they heard a voice of God saying, come up hither. And John heard that in Revelation, the same voice. Come up hither, John. And he said, I was in the Spirit. Amen. Now look back in Revelation 12. Praise you, God. God is going to let the man child come forth and rule, of course, 3.5 years with a rod of iron. The same ministry that was in Jesus shall be in these overcomers. And I want to show you in chapter 12, verse 5, they are overcomers. How many want to see their overcomers? Okay, look in Revelation 2. And then we'll come back here. Revelation 2, 26 through 29. I've given this scripture so many times over the years. but I love it every time I read it. How many know the Word of God should never get boring to us?
Amen.
If it does, something's happening in me. I need to get back in prayer, get back in there in tune with Jesus. 2:26, he that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, to him that is the overcomer, will I give power over the nations. The nations are here on the earth. And he shall rule, or literally shepherd them, with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they, the nations, be broken to shivers. That means in small pieces. Even as I received of my Father. So the same promise given to Jesus is given to the overcomer. And then he said, I will give him the morning star. Hallelujah. Three things I pointed out the other night. Right here. He said, I'm going to give him power over the nations. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. I'll give him the morning star as he overcomes Jezebel. Read the scriptures before right here. You'll see it's Thyatira, the longest letter of the seven, and he's talking about Jezebel. How many know God had something against this church? God's still against that spirit, whether it be in men or women. Isn't that right? Amen. Now back to Revelation 12. How many know we're not against people? We're not fighting against people. How many know our enemy's not flesh and blood today? It's spirits. Praise God. We love people even though they're bound, and we have to pray that God will help them and deliver them. Amen? Praise God. Now, when this woman goes into the wilderness in verse 6, we know in Revelation 12 that she's going to be fed. How long there? 3.5 years, 1,203 score days. Remember I said that's the same time the two witnesses are prophesying. They'll be ministering to her. And the word they there in verse 6 are the ones in verse 5, which is a man child. But if you'll come on down just a minute in the chapter, notice in verse 14 something here. God is saying something in verse 14. Look at verse 14 and 15. To the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she's nourished for a time and times, half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Now, where did she flee to? Come on, what is it? The wilderness. Okay, good. She fled to the wilderness. All right, number two, when did she flee to the wilderness? The beginning of the tribulation. And yet men today are saying there's no tribulation. I say that is hogwash and baloney in capital letters. And three, how did she flee? She fled by the two wings of the great eagle. Now look in Exodus chapter 19. I want to show you a couple of scriptures. Exodus chapter 19. Exodus 19 verse 4. The Lord is that great eagle. How many thank God for our great eagle today? 19:4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bear you on eagle's wings. And he's going to do it again with the church. I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, not the devil's. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. So we see this was natural Israel here. But in Revelation 12, God's bringing that church into the wilderness by these two great wings of the eagle. And also, how many know that we're his treasure today? Amen? And we are going to be God's kingdom of priests, and we are that holy nation. Peter says, hallelujah. Israel rejected it. The church is going to inherit it. The real Israel of God today. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I could give you other scriptures on that, but that'll suffice. Now back in Revelation, how many know that he says something else here? That when, well, let me tell you three things. Number one, how many know the stars will fall to the ground, it says in Revelation 12, verse 3 and 4. That's at the end of this age. That's saints are going to fall. We've already seen people begin to fall in the church. I mean, you know, we better pray we don't fall. Now, the stars will fall, number one. Listen now. Stars will fall from the heavenlies to the earth realm, the carnal realm. Secondly, the man-child will ascend to the throne in power. Got that? One's coming down, one's moving up. And then the dragon is coming down with his angels. Now, when the man-child goes to the throne, And the throne represents government, authority, and rulership. When the man-child takes the throne, how many know the war breaks out in heaven? How many is already in a war? That war is not out there somewhere in the sky. It's in you. And it's in me. War has already broke out to a certain degree. But we haven't entered war yet compared to what's coming. Come on now, don't shout me down. I said war hasn't broken out yet. Amen? Now look in Revelation with me here. In chapter 12 and verse what? 7. There was war in heaven. I wrote several things down. I want before I say what I'm going to say. Now listen to this. Dragons in heaven. Woman's in the heaven. War in the heavens. Stars fall from heaven. He tells people in this chapter, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. There's a travail in the heaven. There's a lot of things happening in this heaven. Can you hear that? All right, good. Now, look down to verse 7. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels. How many know there's that warring angel Michael's going to fight for us? Amen. Daniel chapter 12 tells us that. He's going to stand for the people of God, isn't he? Oh, hallelujah, and God's angels. But there's somebody warring here on the earth. Come on, amen? I mean, when we enter war, they enter war with us. Or vice versa, however it goes. But anyway, this war breaks out in heaven. And you'll notice it says here, the devil fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. That's in you. That's in your soul realm and physical realm as well. Any realm the enemy's made an inroad in you. Are you hearing me today? And I want to tell you, people who don't believe in deliverance don't believe the Bible. How many know we just skip over things we don't want to believe? Come on. Not according to our little doctrine or teaching. Verse 9, the great dragon was cast out. How many want to cast out something? Come on. Here's a couple up here. Cast them out as you get around them. Praise God. God's given them a great ministry. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. The one Eve met up with. He's an old serpent here in Revelation. And that word serpent is the same word I said the other night for enchantment. All the occult power of the devil came against her mind. Prognostication. Come on, sorcery. Witchcraft. Divination. Came against Eve's mind. And she was beguiled by the serpent. How many know we can beguile by the serpent? Don't ever think in your flesh you're a match for the devil. Neither am I. How many know Paul said he hindered me one time? Great Apostle Paul. This man of God said, Satan hindered me. I was coming to you, Thessalonians, but Satan hindered me. And we got all these guys going around saying Satan can't do anything. Well, yes, Jesus defeated him, but I want to tell you something. How many know sin will open the door to him? You know, Daniel chapter 12, how many know he's going to scatter the power of the holy people? You ever read that? Daniel chapter 12? You know what scatters that power? He can't scatter the Holy Ghost, but the power is in us. But I'll tell you, when we start sinning, we open the door, brother, and he'll take you from here to kingdom come until we repent and get right with God. So we don't boast in ourselves. We boast in the one that's with us. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Now, where was I at? What verse? Oh, okay. Notice verse 9. The great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world, he was cast out in the earth, angels with him. Now, the word devil there is diabolos. You know what that means? Diabolos means, it means the slanderer. And 1 Timothy, I think it's chapter 3, somewhere around 10 or 11, talks about those that would slander. It also means false accuser. God wants to cast out the slanderer in our lives, come on, and the accusations that we throw out against people. And we're all guilty. Let's just say amen. Amen. We've all done it. We need to judge ourselves, every one of us. All of us. We're not pointing our finger at anybody. We're pointing our finger at ourselves. But anyway, he was cast out. Verse 10, I heard a great loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation. God's salvation is progressive. Come on, spirit, soul, and body. And he said, this salvation has come, his strength, the kingdom of God, the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcome him. They overcame him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for his blood. Thank God that we can overcome by His blood. Amen? Well, I'm hurrying. Praise the Lord. I wished I had another 2 hours. I wrote this down. Many want to sit in their rapture rockers waiting on the blast-off button. The sound. Where they can go. I mean, there's a lot in the church waiting for the blast-off button. Huh? Sitting in rapture rockers. I sat in mine for a long time. Hallelujah. Well, somebody said, the man's house caught up. That's a rapture. Yeah, it's a rapture in the spirit. But won't we go to heaven? How many know if Jesus comes back to the earth, it's going to be heaven on earth? He's going to fill the earth with his glory, isn't he? As the waters cover the sea. And if Jesus is here, I want to be here with him. Wherever Jesus, I want to be with him. Hallelujah. It's going to be heaven on earth. Praise God for sure. Can you say amen? Now I want to close and saying this. Give him 2 minutes. We got a choice. We're going to be, I can't go into what I went in the other night, but get the tape. I also have a couple tapes back on the, with my books back there. I have just a few left. If you want to get those as well, they're on a free will offering basis. But I want to say this. There's three people here in this chapter. We've got to know which group we're going to be in. We can choose to be in the moon church, the woman church, man child church. Of course, God's going to help us to attain all these different realms, but we have a choice today. The moon church, listen, will be destroyed, many of them, in the outer court. They're going to be trampled down when judgments hit the earth. There's a judgment coming upon those who live in the outer court. That's sin and self. If you don't believe me, you read Revelation 7. The angels of God were going to destroy, and all at once God says, don't destroy the earth, the trees, the earth, and the sea, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Ezekiel 9, you see there's one. There were six came from the higher gate. Six is number man. Had a slaughter weapon in his hand. That slaughter weapon represents today the nuclear power we have, the atomic bombs we have, biological warfare, the gases, or the whole thing. It represents that. Man has that. Man is going to bring destruction. But thank God there was one among them with a writer's ink horn in his hand. He was going to mark the people who were sighing and crying. Amen. And they came, both came to the brazen altar, which means two things. How many know Jesus went to the brazen altar and shed his blood? But two things. There's going to be either deliverance or death. And how many know the brazen altar was in the outer court? And I'm telling you, that outer court is going to be trampled down. We don't need to remain out there. Let's come on into God. Amen. Let's get up higher in God. Men in this woman in the wilderness will not die. How many know there's going to be a lot of people living when Jesus comes? There's going to be multiplied thousands living when Jesus comes. They're going to move on the other side of that great tribulation and meet Jesus when he comes in the air. Hallelujah. How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And then it says the glory of God from between the cherubs took off there in Ezekiel 9, which means the mercy of God is lifted. And God says, now, you six men go throughout the city, go throughout Jerusalem, go throughout the church and destroy, spare not. And before that happens, though, somebody's sealed. I mean, it's going to take the sealing of God to protect us. You're going to have the seal of God on your mind to stand in the days ahead. Revelation 9, when the judgments come out of the bottomless pit and the war breaks out in Revelation 9, he said, you can touch those. He said, you cannot touch those who have the seal of God in their forehead. We could get in and tell you what the seal is and all, but I won't this morning. There's a lot in that we could go into. So we got to make a choice, don't we? We want to be in the moon church, the woman church, the man child. How many know let's shoot higher in the moon. Let's shoot higher in the S-U-N, the natural. Let's shoot to the throne. Let's go to the throne with God. Amen? By the help of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. The man-child comes out of the woman. Peter got out of the boat. The sword comes out of the body, Job says, and stones cut out of the mountain. That's all a picture of the man-child in those scriptures. If you can look up all the scriptures on that. And this man-child, I'm going to say this in closing. The man-child, when I say come out of the woman, literally, what I'm saying is the man-child is going to be changed, transformed, transfigured by the power of God. Amen? Just like Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration. His face shone like the sun. Hallelujah. Matthew 13 says that the sons of God will shine like the sun in the kingdom. I want to shine, don't you? Oh, I want to have his glory, his light. My, my, my. So much I didn't even get into. We just barely scratched the surface on a few things. Let's stand. May the Lord bless you. We thank you and appreciate you. If you don't understand it, pray about it. Amen? Don't believe a word I say. Praise God. Go to God. God shows his truth. Hold on to it. It's not what I say, it's what he says anyway. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless you and we give you glory. We thank you, Father. The word is true to a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway today. And Lord, as we go our separate ways, we ask the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us today, Lord. Bless the food today and bless your people. Bless the meeting this afternoon with the coffees. We ask you to anoint them and use them, Father, to bring great deliverance here today. And for David tonight, Lord, I ask you to anoint David, Lord. God, give him a special anointing tonight to minister by the Holy Ghost. And the rest of the meetings, Lord, meet every need of your people here, spirit, soul, and body. And we all said, in Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.